All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're going back through Mia. I'm going to read through Mia fast again so we can kind of get through it. Obviously, this part of the game, or rather this stuff, I don't know, not my favorite. Hey, Grim, you awake? Yeah, something wrong, Mother? Kinda, though it's not something I should worry you with. When did you get home? Not too long ago. Didn't know you were planning on going out tonight. I got worried when I saw your bed was empty. Sorry, I probably should have told you I was going over to Sam's. No, it's okay. It's just I tend to jump to the worst possible conclusions. Guess it comes with being a mother, if you say so. She really looks down. Seeing Mia like that must have really hit her hard. I feel a little guilty. You sure everything's okay, Mother? You know you can tell me anything, right? Well, there is something I wanted to ask you. Of course, shoot. How can I phrase this? Do you, find Emma attractive? Find Emma attractive? Yeah, are you at all attracted to her? Fuck, what am I supposed to say here? I guess. As you were about to say yes, you notice her expression. No, not at all. Really, I mean, she's quite pretty after all. I don't deny that, she's just not my type. Glad to hear that. Wouldn't want her to getting her claws in you like she did with Mia. She's bad news for sure. Oh, really? What's she done this time? Like I don't already know. You don't want to know, trust me, fair enough. Although, since we're speaking about girls already, what is your type exactly? Don't know, to be honest. Not sure I even got a type. Strange. Young boys. I mean, young men usually have a preference. Well, guess I'm not like most young men. As you looked her in the eyes, it was obvious how flustered she was. No, you're not. She looked so vulnerable. That's not how you spell it. Could this be my chance? You know, now that you got me thinking about it, I think I do have a type. You do? I'm listening. Hope this doesn't make you too uncomfortable, but I kind of have a thing for redheads, me too. Redheads, huh? She tried to hide her smile, but it's more than obvious. You couldn't tell it was dark, but it looked like she was blushing, too. Yeah, I also have a thing for, I can't believe I'm telling you this, for more mature women. Really? Any reason why? Trying to do it as inconspicuously as possible, she scoots closer to you. I don't know, they're classier, more sophisticated, I guess. That's not how you spell that. That's not a quality most girls my age got, or have, should be. Chuckle. Wow, even I'm shocked by the amount of bullshit I'm spouting right now. Also, with age comes, experience. Mustering as much courage as you can, you then take her hand and place it on your thigh, if you know what I mean. I think so, and you know all this from experience, or I do. Although you knew that already, didn't you? Wait, he's not referring to those times at night, right? He was sleeping, I'm positive. Gulp, not sure what you're... Well, the last thing I want to do is make you uncomfortable. Though this was in particular was a lot like you? It should be this one in particular was a lot like you, not this was. And the two of you had sex? Oh yes, not the usual kind of sex to be honest, but it was sex alright. Your hand moves across and onto your crotch. Since you didn't get a chance to finish earlier with Mia, your cock was already rock hard. And how was she? Did you enjoy the experience? More than I ever could have imagined. You see her face light up as you say this. Suddenly she realizes something. Looking down, your mother sees she's already started massaging your crotchal region. Crotchal region, folks. That doesn't work for me. She doesn't stop. If you don't mind me asking, how did her pussy feel? Was it to your liking? Magnificent. It was soft, warm, soaking wet, and perfectly tight. She's not even trying to hide it anymore. I'm glad to hear that. Also, I'm sure that if she were here, she'd have equally complimentary things to say about your penis. You think? Maybe. I mean, why take the word of someone you don't know, right? So, maybe you'd like to take a look and see for yourself? A few seconds pass as your mother appears to consider the proposition. Shit, hope it didn't scare her off. Things are just starting to get good. I suppose I could do that. After all, I should be informed if I make such statements, right? It would only be fair. Gently biting her lower lip in anticipation, your mother slowly unbuttons, it should be unbuttons, your jeans, pulling out your throbbing hard cock. At least they didn't say crock. Wow, that sure is something. Maybe you can try wrapping both hands around it to have a better... Before you even finish the sentence, she does exactly that, proceeding to stroke it slowly and tenderly. I know you said just hold it, but I thought I should try this to get a more accurate picture. Oh, I hope you don't mind? Not a single atom of my body minds this. Your hand is so perfectly soft, it feels amazing, Mother. God, that's weird. As you said before, experience. Gradually, she began stroking your cock harder and harder, sheer excitement of it already causing pre-cum to drizzle out the tip. Those little brats like Emma know nothing about what a real hand job is, so I must admit you really are in doubt. I don't doubt you'll make every woman beg for more. Oh, that reminds me. I do have one regret from the night I spent with this woman. Oh, really? What is it? I never got a chance to enjoy her tits. Especially sucks since hers were almost as perfect as yours. I agree. It's really not fair. Would you like to try? While still stroking you with one hand, she uses the other to pull her top to the side, exposing one of her voluptuous breasts. Since you missed your chance that time, how about you do with mine what you wanted to do to hers? You sure? Positive. As she naughtily smirks, she began massaging her chest just like she's massaged your cock. Not to embarrass you, but if you weren't my son, those big strong hands of yours would be making me soaking wet. I wonder about that. Taking what she said as a challenge, you lean in and start sucking on one of her nipples. Oh, Grim, where do you go? As the mutual teasing continues, moans of pleasure emanated simultaneously from you both. How are you so good at this, Grim? You bring it out of me, I guess. You really mean that? I do, and just in case you don't believe me, let me prove it to you. You leap off the bed. You leap off your bed and push your mother down onto it. Grim, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. Ignoring her half-hearted plea, you proceed to slide her pants off. Well, what do we have here? No underwear? Grim, first you kiss the inside of her thigh, not he thigh, promptly evoking a tremble from your clearly aroused mother. Want me to stop, mother? I don't know. That's what I want to hear. With a grin, you run your tongue from her navel down to the top of her increasingly wet pussy. Dear God, Grim, do you enjoy teasing me so much? You're right. Why don't I get down to business already before you get a chance to change your mind, too? From the bottom of her pussy, you gently slide your tongue all the way to the top, tasting her juices along the way. Pant, wow, that feels unbelievable. Keep going, just like that. I can't believe this is actually happening, especially after the scolding I just gave Mia for what she did. Am I a hypocrite? Maybe I am. Can't think now, this feels too amazing. I just want to enjoy the moment. While sliding her tongue against your mother's pussy, you feel a shudder from her sweaty, writhing body. Is she coming? Oh, fuck, it's happening. Trying to stop herself from crying out, that should be two words, she immediately slaps her hand over her mouth. Muffled, ah! As she climaxes, your mother collapses into a heap on your bed. That was so fucking exhilarating. I'm glad you enjoyed it, but now I hope you won't mind a little transgression. With her body strewn out onto the bed, you climb over the top of her chest. I'd love to try them in another way, that okay? Of course, you definitely earned it. Why am I this excited about this? I'm even giggling. Is it because I know we shouldn't? Placing your dick in between her breasts, you began thrusting back and forth as she squeezed them together. Are they what you expected? Not too big? They're even more perfect than I thought. And could you maybe talk dirty? Oh, you want me to ask how my big luscious tits feel wrapped around your enormous cock? I can't believe how wet just saying something like this is making me. I never felt anything this good, Mother, and your dirty talk makes it so much better. I'm happy you're enjoying yourself. To be honest, I never tried talking like this with anyone before. Oh, feel free to talk to me however you want. As you keep moving your hips back and forth, it didn't take long before you could feel yourself nearing the edge. I'm close. You ready for it? I want to cover my chest and face with all your hot, sticky cum. Damn, how am I supposed to last long when she talks like that? After a few more thrusts, your dick tightened as you ejaculated, as your mother requested, all over her chest and face. Fuck. It's so warm. Just feeling your hot cum covering my skin is giving me goosebumps. You're really natural at dirty talk, right? Or huh? I can't begin to describe how hot you are right now. Thanks, sweetie. With a wink, your mother softly licks the tip of your cock. Yum. Alright, as much as I don't want to say this, that's probably enough for tonight. I better go clean myself up before either Mia or your father see me. As she gets up off the bed, she gives you a quick peck on the cheek. Mother? Yeah, honey? Were you drinking tonight? Not drining, I don't know what that is. I just smelled alcohol in your breath. Oh, yeah, I may have a glass or two of wine when I came home earlier. Why? No reason. Okay, good night. I'll see you in the morning. Sure thing. She starts to leave, but after a few steps, she stops. Grim? Yeah? Just so you know, I didn't do this because of the alcohol, and I hope this wasn't a one-time thing. Before you could answer, she smiles and leaves. Whoa, something finally happened between us, at least while both of us were awake. Well, I'm exhausted. I should get some sleep. Everything between us has changed. There's no going back now. And not long after, you fall asleep. Next morning, you wake up with a spring in your step. Curious to see what the collateral from last night's gonna be, you go see Mia. Funny enough, you run into her in the hallway. Hey, Grim. Huh? Oh, hey, what's up? What do you mean, what happened to your eye? What? Is that a black eye? Did someone punch you? Damn, is that noticeable? Yeah, it is. What the heck happened? You were fine when you left the club last night. Don't worry about it. It's no big deal. If you say so. Where was I? Oh, right. Did you run into Mother last night? Did she seem suspicious of you or anything? Oh, I ran into her all right. Should be all right. Just not in the way you're thinking. Yeah, I spoke to her a little, though she didn't seem to suspect anything. Oh, thank God. Things are bad enough as it is. We really don't need her knowing about us on top of everything else. That's true. What's going on with you? You look a little distracted. Why aren't you as worried as I am about this? Oh, don't worry. I'm sure everything's gonna sort itself out. Anyway, I gotta go get some breakfast. I'm starving. We'll talk later, okay? Okay. He's being weird and a lot less panicky than he usually is. You head downstairs and into the kitchen. Morning, Mother. Morning to you, too. Sleep well? You bet I did. All thanks to you, of course. You're a terrible... Wait a second. What happened to your face? What, this? It's no big deal, really. It looks worse than it is. How did you get it? Doesn't matter, Mother. Stop worrying. It was Sam, wasn't it? You said you were at his place last night. Shit, I should have really come up with a different alibi for where I was. Now I drag Sam into it. Into it, too, should be. No, I just fell. You don't have to cover for him, Grim. I know a black eye when I see one. Although I'm honestly not surprised. Tentatively, Mia enters the kitchen, not looking forward to another inevitable confrontation with Mother. Morning, everyone. Morning, Mia. Nice day tonight, am I... Nice day today, am I right? He... Silence grips the room. Well, this is awkward. Grim, would you mind giving Mia and me some privacy? I was really looking forward to breakfast. Don't worry, sweetie. It'll only take a few minutes. Okay. You leave the kitchen and go watch some TV. Listen, Mother, before you get all worked up. Quiet. I'm talking first. This is not gonna go well. I spent a lot of time in bed last night thinking about this incident. Sure she did. And while I simply couldn't grasp why you would do such a thing, I did figure one thing out. And that is? I don't want you getting influenced by Emma anymore. So from this point on, you're forbidden from spending time with her any longer. What? You can't do that! As long as you're under our roof, I can. And when it comes to Emma, I'm putting my foot down once and for all. What happened to everything you said about not coddling me anymore? About me being an adult? That was before I caught you having sex in front of a crowd of strangers. You can't do this. I can and I have. Also, this isn't just about Emma, either. Starting today, you have a 9 p.m. curfew. Last thing I need now is worrying every night about what you're doing. I hate you! Venomously shouting those words at her mother, Mia storms off upstairs. Blech. Ugh, that bitch. How dare she think she can order me around like that? I'm not a dumb little kid anymore, and I won't be treated like one. Angrily, Mia pulls out her phone and calls Emma. Hey, girl! And what's the fallout? It's bad, Em. Really bad. She's forbidden me from seeing you anymore. Plus, she decided on giving me a curfew. What time is the... 9 p.m., can you believe it? Damn, that's rough, but don't panic. It does make things more complicated, but it's nothing that a little clever thinking can't handle. You sure sound confident. Let's just say I prepared some stuff in case something like this happens. Really? Like what? Let's not discuss it right now. We wouldn't want your mother to overhear us talking. That's true. So how about we meet up in your backyard in a few minutes to talk more? I'll be in the bushes so your mother doesn't see me. Right, hide in the bushes. Good idea, and since I'm home, she'll be less suspicious. Okay, excuse me, exactly. Okay, meet me there in a few. Got it. Emma hangs up and Mia heads downstairs. Unlucky for Mia, she runs into her mother in the hallway. Where are you going? Just going to the backyard for some fresh air. Am I forbidden from doing that too? Not at all. Go right ahead. And she leaves. As she gets outside, Mia looks around a little and speaks as quietly as possible. Emma? Suddenly, Emma appears from a bush. Over here. Huh, you got here fast. Yeah, too early it seems. Not loving this hiding in the bush thing. It's as prickly as hell. Forget it. We don't have time to waste. I agree. So what's the plan? Let me first ask you something. How committed are you to continuing this venture of ours? Very committed, I guess. You guess? I mean, I'm positive. That's more like it, because I came up with a plan for tonight. Tonight? Already? Shouldn't we wait a little, you know, for the dust to settle? I thought about it too, but we're on a roll. Your fans are ravenous for more content. We're gonna give them just that, if you say so. I do, but at the same time, the video won't involve Grimm. Yeah, that's probably a good idea, at least for now. I think I became a real black sheep of the house, so I doubt Mother really wants him spending time with me right now. At least not until she believes I've cleaned up my act. That's what I've thought. So, who will I be making the next video with then? Just thinking about the genre we're doing, Mia. Who says all the videos have to be with Grimm? For a moment, Mia was puzzled until... Wait, you can't be saying what I think you are. I am. And just to be clear, you're suggesting I make a video with my father? Yeah. Is that something you'd be interested in? I can't tell you, I haven't thought about it before. I also blew him once, so there's that. Although the problem is, he's my father. I know I said the same thing about Grimm, but Father definitely won't do it. Although that's only if he knows you. Knows it's you, rather. I'm so confused right now. Let's just say, tonight your father will be getting a special dance from one of the new girls at the strip club. We're doing the same type of thing with Father as we did with Grimm. How's that gonna work? I mean, we don't know if they'll let us back in after that scene we caused last night. Don't forget my curfew. Don't worry about the manager, we still have that recording of me blowing him. As for the curfew, well, that's gonna be a little trickier. We gotta get your mother out of the house for the night somehow. Since Grimm is probably the only one in her good graces, he's gonna have to do it. Hmm, guess it's worth a shot. Although I'm still confused about a few things. Don't worry about it. All you gotta do is convince Grimm to somehow get your mother out of the house. I'll handle the rest. Sounds good? Okay, I'll do my best. Good, once you're done, text me later this afternoon so we can discuss the finer details more. Will do. I better get inside before Mother comes to check up on me. Good idea. Bye. Later. Both girls go their way. Once inside, Mia sees your mother had left the living room, so she goes to the kitchen. Hey, where's Mother? She went upstairs to take a shower. Why? Because I gotta talk to you in private. Oh, ominous. I need you to do something for me. Yeah? Get Mother out of the house for the night. I don't know how, but I know you can do it. Why? I can't tell him the real reason. I should probably just make something up. I need to go to Emma's tonight to plan our next move. And I can't do that while Mother's home since she banned me from seeing Emma. Why's it gotta be tonight? It'd be a lot easier to convince her to go out during the day. Emma's only free tonight. Look, are you gonna help me out or not? Alright, relax. I'll see what I can do. Thanks. Mia walks up to you and kisses you on the lips. I owe you one. She then palms your crotch before walking off upstairs. As she leaves, a thought pops into your head. Maybe I can kill two birds with one stone, was the thought. Thinking there's no time like the present, you head upstairs. Barging into the unlocked bathroom, you catch your mother naked, fresh out of the shower. Grimm, don't you knock? Sorry, though, aren't we past that point by now? Also, I'll take any chance I get to see you like this. That's flattering, but you should really be more careful so Mia doesn't see you here. That shouldn't be a problem. She's been sulking in her room ever since you punished her. Well, as long as it keeps her away from Emma, she can sulk all she wants. So you're here for a particular reason, or just came to ogle me? As much as I'm loving the view, I actually am here for a reason. Sure, I'm listening. How would you feel about going somewhere with me tonight, as in, you know, spending the night? Wow, you work fast, don't you? I presume last night wasn't enough for you? Nope, like I already told you, you bring it out of me. So what do you think? I don't know. How would we even do that, and where would we go? What about a motel or something? Might be a little dirty, but so are we. You see a foxy smile form on your mother's lips as soon as you say this. That does sound tempting. Also, we can tell Mia and your father we're gonna go visit my sister Grace. Sounds like a plan. Shouldn't be. Sounds like a plan. Especially since it's only been a few months from her divorce. We can say we're going as emotional support, chuckle. You sure that's believable? I mean, we all know you two don't really get along. Don't really get along is an understatement, but she's still my sister, so it's not that hard to believe, right? True. Well, it's a date then, chuckle. Your mother saunters up to you and places your hand over her soft breast. A date you'll never forget. Gulp, I can hardly wait. Now get out of here before Mia catches us. Don't worry, you'll get to see plenty more of this tonight. With that, she goes to get dressed and you exit the bathroom. May as well tell Mia about our plan, well, the fake version at least, even after what we've done together. I'm still not sure how she'd react to the stuff with Mother and me. Thinking through what exactly you'll tell Mia, you go to her room. Hey, good news. What is it? Don't tell me you convinced her already. Yup, want to reward me with another kiss? Completely ignoring your suggestion, she continued talking. That fast? What did you tell her? I suggested we go and visit her sister, Grace. Grace? Doesn't Mother hate her? I know she does. I just guilted her into it since Grace got divorced. It's really not okay. She's probably really depressed now. Something like that. Good idea, right? It pains me to admit it, but yeah, it kinda is. Wow, Grace, we haven't seen her in a while. Anyway, now you got the all clear for your plans tonight. Again, all thanks to me. Thanks, Grim. Oh, and you can expect bigger rewards than just a kiss. Sweet. Well then, see ya, I guess. Bye. With that, you left Mia's room and went back to yours. This turned out better than I expected. I get to spend a whole night alone with Mother and Mia owes me? I'm a genius. The rest of the day passes quite fast, and it was evening before you even noticed. As you, Mia, and your mother watch TV, the front door opens and your father walks into the living room. What a long day. How's everyone? Oh, good, you're home. Listen, Grim and I are going to go visit Grace for the night. We would have left earlier, but I wanted to wait for you to come home. Didn't want to leave Mia home alone. Make sure she won't do anything she's not supposed to. Whatever. I thought you hate Grace. Will everyone stop saying that? I don't hate her. We just had our differences. Geez, sorry. Although, come to think of it, I suppose she does need some company ever since the whole thing with Bill. Exactly. Anyway, we should get going, Grim. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Okay then, have fun, I guess? You look over to your mother with a slight grin. We'll try our best, Father. You and your mother get up and start heading out. Bye, son. Keep them from killing each other. I'll try my best. See you tomorrow. Getting to avoid listening to him cackle at his own jokes for a night is also a nice bonus to this. Finally, you and your mother leave. Huh. They left pretty suddenly. So I guess it's just the two of us then. Don't worry, we'll definitely have more fun than them, chuckle. Sure thing, Father. Oh, you have no idea just how right you are. A little while later... I was hoping to spend some quality time with Mia. See how she's doing and all that, but she's been in her room ever since we had dinner. All of a sudden, the doorbell rings. Huh? Who could that be? He goes to open the door, and to his surprise... Hey, you happen to be in the mood for some company? What are you doing here? Weren't you banned from coming here? I thought that rule only applied when your wife was home. How do you even know she's not home? A little birdie told me, so can I stay or what? I don't think that's a good idea. It'd be better for everyone if you just left. I don't think so. You don't want your wife finding out about what happened between us, right? So how about you be a gracious host and let me in? Is she actually blackmailing me? She really is bad news. Fine, but no funny business. Understood? I wouldn't dream of it. Feeling a little defeated, your father goes back to the couch. And Emma follows. TV again? Really? Don't have any hobbies or something? After a long day at work, a hobby is the last thing I need. You wouldn't consider sex a hobby, right? Want to do that? Shh, stop messing around. You want Mia to hear you? Why not? She can join us. I don't mind sharing. Just before he could shush her again, Mia walks into the living room. Oh, you're here. Good. Wait, you knew she was coming? Didn't your mother? Hold on. What are you wearing? It's a sexy little number, huh? Like it? I hope the only thing you plan on doing is watching TV in it. Should be watching. Because you're not going out, that's for sure. Actually, she is. I wouldn't bet on it. We can keep going back and forth all you want, but I'm going out. Really? What makes you so sure? Mia bends down beside your father and gets in his face. Because I know about you and Emma. Shocked by her admission, he felt a lump in his throat, immediately shooting a look at Emma. Oopsie! I'll be home in a few hours. Don't wait up. And if you even think about calling Mother, Emma might just call her too. You're making a big mistake, Mia. I'll take my chances. See you when I get back, Father. And with that, she leaves. Ouch, tough break. Just tell me why. Why what? Why are you even helping her with this? It's not like you get anything out of it. Actually, I do. Believe it or not, her going out tonight is mutually beneficial for us. She gets her freedom and I get you all to myself. Clever, right? Let me get one thing straight to you. Nothing will ever happen between us. Excuse me. Nothing will happen between us, ever. What happened the other night was a mistake. A one-time thing. It's not happening again. Calm down. I wasn't planning on making a move on you. Not tonight, at least. I had something else in mind. And what is that? I want to take you out on the town. It should be on the town. To show you what it's like to have fun for once. Don't worry, I know what it's like to have fun. Really? Your wife just up and left somewhere, leaving you all on your own. Up and left? Not really. She left for a family matter. Why am I even explaining myself to you? You're really just desperately trying to convince yourself? Convince myself of what? That your wife still loves you. She does still love me. Emma gets up. Maybe, but then again, maybe not. Come on, old man. Let me show you what it's like to be young again. Fine, I suppose I don't have a choice anyway, do I? Nope, although we'd have a lot more fun if you came willingly. I have a bad feeling about this. Soon, Emma and your father left the house and arrived at their destination. This is where you wanted to take me? I don't know about this, Emma. Why, it's not like your wife's gonna find out. Says the girl's blackmailing me. Touché. Though as far as this goes, I swear I won't divulge a thing. That includes Mia and Grimm, right? Of course, well, I can't really hide it from Mia, considering she'll be getting a first-hand account. Okay, let's do this. What? Should be that's what I want to hear. A bit of initiative, come on. But just as he was about to enter, Emma stops him. Oh, right. Here, you better put this on first. A mask? What do I need this for? New club policy? For, you know, anonymity? Huh? Good idea, I guess. Finally, they enter the club. So, what do you think? I'll bet it's been a long time since you've been to one of these places. Probably 20 years. My wife and I used to actually go to strip clubs a lot, and then it just sort of stopped. Wow, really? I'd never guess you guys were the type to do stuff like that. We were young ones too, you know. We had our share of adventures. Poor guy, just watching him reminisce over the good old days is just depressing. Or kind of depressing, rather. Come on, there's a couple of free seats up the front. Up at the front. Or in the front. Actually, it would be better to say that, come on, there's a couple of seats at the front. Or up at, I would say up at the front. Or up in the front, something like that. But up the front doesn't work. They both moved towards the seats. With perfect timing as they sat down, the lights dimmed and music began to play. The special performance of the night was starting. Ladies and gentlemen, may I now present the main event of the evening, what you've all been waiting for. What do you know? It's like this show is specially made for us, chuckle. Haha, what a coincidence, right? Doubt he suspects it really is. It is my great pleasure to introduce to you tonight, for the first time, Chastity! As the crowd explodes in uproarious applause, Chastity takes the stage. The stage, not the sate. I don't even know what that is. Woo, this chick is smoking! What a body this babe has! Hell yeah! Okay, here we go again. She dyed her hair. You can do this, Mia. Work it. As Mia strutted her way down the stage, your father's mouth fell open, almost drooling. Holy shit, this girl's incredible! Glad you came here now? Yeah, I am. Reaching the edge of the stage, Mia scans the audience until she finds Emma. And right next to her, a gentleman wearing a mask. Her father. There he is. This is actually about to happen. With a devilish grin, Emma winked wickedly at Mia. What a beautiful girl. Still, I'm a married man. Is it wrong of me to be doing something like this? Lusting after another woman? Am I betraying my wife? Meanwhile, same time, different place. Well, what are you waiting for? Come to your mother. Wow. She lies completely naked before you as you admire the perfect specimen that is her body. Remember, this is like porn star mother. It's weird to... I mean, they have plastic surgery and all that. Some 50-year-old women can do that, but it's still bizarre, right? I still can't believe it. We're actually going to do this, aren't we? You better believe we are. I've been fantasizing about this ever since I first saw that tasty cock of yours. Oh, really? Yes, really, now. Hurry up and take these clothes off before I tear them off. Don't have to tell me twice. In the blink of an eye, your clothes were off and you were ready. Ready to, for the first time, probably make love to your mother. My God. No pills, no trickery. The two of you are now fully consenting, ready and willing. No matter how many times I see that cock of yours, I can never stop myself from wanting it. Badly. I'd be lying if I said hearing this isn't making me rock hard. Just come here and kiss me. Leaping onto the bed, you tingle your body around her and kiss her on the lips passionately. Wow, her lips are so soft. As every fucking character in the history of AVN. And the taste, it's amazing. You're so good at that, Grim. Much better than your father. Let's not talk about anyone else tonight. It's just you and me. No one else in the world matters. With her cheeks going flush and overwhelmed with romanticism, oop, that's not how you spell that, of what you had just said, she pulls you in for another impassioned kiss. This time more eager to show off what she could do with her moist, slithery tongue. Incredible. I never thought I'd feel this way about another man. A sensitive, caring man that makes me feel wanted again. And I'm not letting the nature of our relationship get in the way of us any longer. I want you to go down. I was waiting for that invitation. Just lie back and relax. With her sexy, curvaceous body stretched out onto the bed, you run your tongue down her neck and towards her breast, intensely sucking on her perfectly shaped nipple. God, suck it even harder. Holy fuck, your tongue is amazing. You're making me crazy. Don't get too excited, mother. I'm just getting started. Jesus. Oh, how exciting. Do with me what you will. After spending more than enough time on her nipple, you start planting kisses across her body, all the way from her breast down to her delicious, craving pussy. Perhaps this is enough for tonight. Don't you dare even joke about that. You kiss around her vagina. This what you wanted? Almost, just a little closer. Again, you teasingly kiss the area around her pussy. Only now, you do it closer as she requested. Exhale, that's it, so I can feel your breath. Just do it already. Do I have to beg for it? I wouldn't mind that one bit. Please, Grim, please stick your tongue between my sopping lips. I'd be ever so grateful. Good enough. Having enjoyed teasing your mother enough, you obey her, please. Oh, fuck. Where did you learn that? Too busy pleasuring your mother's pussy to respond. You employ all the skills you learn to bring her to the edge of ecstasy. Whatever it takes, I'm going to make her come again and again. Oof. Where the hell did he learn to do it this well? There's no way he's had that many partners, right? Only girls I saw him around are Mia and E. Emma, that little whore. Grim, enough of that. Is your dick hard yet? I want you to fuck me till I pass out, and I'm tired of waiting. Oh, challenge accepted. Wow, what's gotten into her? Guess I'm really bringing out the sex freak in her. Grabbing your throbbing cock, you shove yourself inside your mother's soaking pussy. Ah, fuck. Sorry, did it hurt? No. I just keep forgetting how enormous you are. Don't worry, I'll be fine. Don't you dare stop now. No chance of that. You're far too hot for me to even think about stopping. Tightly grabbing around her thighs, you start thrusting back and forth in and out of her warm pussy. Oh yes, that's more like it. Just keep sliding it further in. Moan, fill that pussy with your perfect cock. I'd love to. Hold on tight, mother. Taking her words as a sign of encouragement, you allowed yourself to start thrusting a lot harder and faster than before. After all, you thought to yourself she did ask for it. Oh, okay, we have an animation here. Yes, oh fuck, yes. Fuck me like I'm your little slut. Fuck me harder than you ever fuck anyone. I will. I am. Tell me how much I'm stretching your pussy. Scream it for me. So much. Shove all that tasty meat inside me harder. Huff, pant. Yes, harder. Whoa, she's fucking possessed. Fuck me harder than you ever fucked Emma before. What? Hearing Emma's name come out of your mother's mouth as you were fucking her catches you by surprise and you suddenly stop. Oh, what's wrong? Did you just tell me to fuck you harder and I fucked Emma? Is that not true? I mean, why would you even mention her? What made you think I've had sex with Emma? So you're saying you haven't? To be honest, I don't even care if you have. It's none of my business anyway. Sensing your discomfort and desperately not wanting to lose momentum of what you were doing, she turns around on all fours, her holes pointing right at you. Forget I said anything. Even better, how about you take that monstrous cock and give my other hole a taste? What, really? Yes, really, remind your mother just how amazing anal feels. My god. That is, if you're up to the task, of course. I could definitely do that. Once again, clenching the back of her thighs, you use your other hand to gently slide the tip of your lubed-up cock to her tight, wanting little asshole. Oh, no! How is it? Too much? No, keep going. I prepared for it earlier today. Push all of it in, please. Happily complying, you slide the rest of yourself into her asshole, proceeding to move your hips back and forth. That feels so good. It's been so many years since I felt this sensation. It's spectacular. I had no idea she was such an animal. It's one thing for her to let me fuck her, but anal? Can't say I expected it, that's for sure. You mind if I go faster? Of course not. I want you to fuck me until you can't take it anymore. And you fill my tight little hole with all the cum you got. Almost berserk from hearing this, it took all you had not to start thrusting like a madman. Feeling her walls suction around your member as you pull in and out wasn't helping either. You kept thrusting for a little while, trying to keep yourself from the edge of climax, your mother's moans echoing around the room and inside your head as the most arousing sound ever. Ah! As you I'm sure that's not what she sounded like. As you clutch her sweaty body, your squirming and trembling became obvious. She was climaxing. It's been so long. I'm glad I got the honor of being the one to remind you of it, chuckle. Thank you, but I'm nothing if not grateful. It's your turn now. You press her face against the mattress to continue on fucking her ass, with vigor she hasn't experienced in years. As she wailed in pleasure, your cock started tensing up as a flood of jizz shot from the tip of your cock. Fucking hell! Do you feel that? Yes, fill me with all that cum. Empty every drop into my tight little asshole. And you did. You squeezed as much out as you possibly could. After finally pulling out, you collapsed onto the bed beside her. That is more than I could have ever imagined. You were something else, you know that? Mother? Looking over her shoulder, you see she's out cold. What do you know? I actually fucked her till she passed out. Well, this sure was a night to remember. Back at the strip club. Pick me. No, fuck you, I want to go. Who'd want to fuck you, you lip-dick idiot? As the commotion in the audience stirred, Mia leaned down in front of her father. Well, what's going on here? Isn't this just a regular strip show? How about you, stud? Want to go for a ride? A ride? I can't. What are you doing? You trying to blow it? I can't go on stage. I'm married. Having overheard their whispers, Mia leans in closer. Don't worry. No one's going to find out. What do you think the masks are for? Giggle. I don't know. Sorry, miss, but you're going to have to pick someone else. Well, damn. I mean, you can't even tell that's his daughter. I mean, come on. Unsure of what to do, Mia looks to Emma for assistance. I know we're basically bonding a little moments before, so please don't make me have to threaten telling your wife about everything again. God damn it, Emma, why are you doing this? Because your wife is a bitch and I'm showing you what you're missing. Even if I have to force you into it. Trust me, sir, you won't regret it, but I might. Excuse me, sir, could you wait just one moment? Mia's heart began beating faster and faster. She couldn't get her brother out of her mind. Suddenly, she recalls the time you looked into her eyes with so much desire. That look made her feel like no one else in the world matters beside her. Besides her, should be. No matter if it was really right or not, in those moments, she felt loved. I can't do this. What the fuck is she doing? Almost in a run, Mia exits the stage. What was that all about? It should be that all about, not all that about it. Why couldn't I get Grim out of my stupid head? Was it because it was a father? They do kind of look alike after all. Emma's gonna be pissed. And again, back at the motel, you were lying satisfied on the bed with your mother's head nuzzled onto your chest. What a night. Too bad we'll have to go back tomorrow, though. Think I'll just stay awake for the rest of the night. I won't enjoy every minute with mother. My god. Suddenly your phone vibrates. Huh? I wonder who it is. Gently sliding your body away from your mother's, you pick up your phone. Mia, what's she calling me for at this hour? Hello? Grim. Yeah, what is it? It's nothing, really. I was just kind of bored and wanted someone to talk to. Right now, it's kind of late, don't you think? I know, I don't know. Everything okay? You sound kind of strange. Oh, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. How are things over there with Grace? Grace? Yeah, how's she getting along? Mother and I haven't ripped each other's heads off already, have they? Oh, yeah, no, everything's all good over here. They're getting along better than I thought they would. Probably since they're miles apart. That's good, I guess. Mia, you sure everything's okay? You sound a bit down. Did something happen with you and Emma? No, nothing happened between me and Emma. Okay. For a few moments, an awkward silence was felt by both of you. Anyway, I better get going. I'll see you tomorrow, okay? Oh, right. Yeah, we'll do that. Have a good night, Grim. You too, Mia. Well, that was weird. Even though she said she's fine, something's definitely up. Thirsty, you get up and go get yourself a glass of water. As you're going back to bed... Oh, who was that, hon? Oh, you're awake, huh? That was just Mia. Startled, she sat up. This late? You don't think she suspects something, do you? No, she asked how you were getting along with Grace and stuff. Oh, so I doubt she has a clue. He says, so I doubt she has a clue. Good, I started panicking there for a second. We're fine. No one has any idea what we're up to. Then why'd she call so late? She didn't really say. Guess she was just awake, bored, and wanted to talk to someone. You did ground her, after all. That's true. Let's not talk about Mia anymore. Get back in here and warm me up. How could I ever refuse? Jumping back in bed, you cuddled up to your mother before eventually dozing off. The next day, you and your mother arrive home. That really was an incredible night, Grim. Thanks for suggesting it. It was pretty great, wasn't it? Can't wait to do it again. Same. We just need to find another excuse for the next time. Also, we shouldn't do it too soon. We don't want others getting suspicious. You're right. Okay, let's go in. Finally, you walk into the house. Hi, honey, we're home. Did you miss us? Yeah, you're back. Yeah, I missed you a lot. Almost running towards you, your father pulls your mother into his arms and kisses her. What the? Since when has father been so affectionate? Wow, what's gotten into you this morning? I'm just really happy you're home, that's all. I realized last night while you were gone just how much I take you for granted. Guess it's true then, absence does make the heart grow fonder. Just hope that kiss won't make Grim uncomfortable or jealous. Oof. I'm home too, you know? Yeah, it's great to see you as well, Grim. Hey, I got an idea. How about I make you something to eat? You must be starving from the trip. I like the sound of that. Sorry, but I was just speaking to your mother, Grim. I'd like to catch up with some quality one-on-one time. Sure. Great, let's go. Before you can say anything, your father whisked your mother off to the kitchen. Grim! Hey, Mia. After approaching you, Mia quickly welcomes you with a firm hug. I must have stepped into some parallel universe or something, because you and father are acting weird as hell. I'm just happy you're... Wait, did you say father's acting weird? Did he say anything about why or something? No, but he's acting just like you, all touchy-feely. Since when has that been weird for us? She winks at you with a slight giggle. You know what I mean, you're being exceptionally friendly. And that's definitely weird coming from you. Maybe I've turned over a new leaf. Doubt it. Then perhaps I should prove it to you. Sounds tempting, although I'm still a little wiped from yesterday. Didn't get much sleep last night, thanks to you. Are you seriously turning me down? No, just taking a rain check. Your hot sister is basically throwing herself at you and you're going to take a rain check? Who's acting weird now? I'm not acting weird, I just... Sticking her head out from the kitchen, your mother interrupts the conversation. Come and get yourself some breakfast. I convinced your father to make enough for all of us. Hello, Mia. Mother. Not awkward at all. Well, we better go eat. We'll pick up where we left off later, okay? Whatever. Waving you off, Mia walks into the kitchen. Yeah, something's definitely up. You all move to the kitchen table. So, how was everyone else's night? Oh, you know, uneventful. Mia? I sat in my room and stared at the ceiling. That what you wanted to hear? Yep, we all just hung around doing nothing special at all. Just boring night in... Uncomfortably, he chuckles. But forget about us. I think he must say, just a boring night in. But forget about us. How was it catching up with Grace? It was fine. Not a lot to say, really. So no drama? That's good to hear. How's she getting on without Bill? She's coping. Though I think it'll be some time before she's back to normal. Good riddance. No one needs a cheating bastard like that in their life anyway. The room went quiet as both your mother and father dropped their heads. None of us know the whole story. I'm not justifying it, but some people do have their reasons. That's true. Give me a break. You probably just got a shot at some hotter younger pussy and decided to go chase it. That's how all men are. Mia, enough with the language. You saying I'm wrong, father? By the way, her render is a lot better. Did you notice that her render seems to get better the further we go into this game? All the renders seem to be getting better. It's case by case. You can't just lump all the men into one bucket. Oh, man. You really need to change that. I agree with your father. Some men are different. Don't you think, Grim? Of course, I knew I'd get dragged into this somehow. Yeah, not all men are sex-obsessed cheaters, I suppose. Would you be one of those men, the good kind? I don't know, I hope so, but I've never really been in an exclusive relationship before. Though if I found the right girl, sure. Hearing this, your mother turns to you, blushing adoringly. I hope so. Also, whoever she might be, she'd be a fool not to realize how lucky she was. Thanks, Mother, that's nice of you to say. I think you're overestimating his appeal. He's like the rest of them. That I know for a fact. What's that supposed to mean? Yeah, what's that supposed to mean? Thank God the focus isn't on me anymore. All I'm saying is that Grimm's not as innocent as you think. I know him a lot better than you think I do, Mia. You can trust me on that. But nowhere near as well as I do. Sorry? I'm getting kind of bored of this conversation. I'll go outside and get some fresh air. Getting up from her chair, Mia stomps out. Got up her ass. Who knows? Maybe it's her time of the month. Sorry. Outside the house. Fucking, she gets on my nerves so much. I'm so tired of being treated like the screw-up while Grim can do no wrong. Why not just seduce her? Huh? Who said that? Emma strolls out from behind a bush. Although, why bother? You're probably just chicken out on doing that, too. Emma, what the heck are you doing here? Also, how long have you been in there? Well, since you weren't answering my calls, waiting for you to come outside was the next best thing. Look, I'm not in the mood to get scolded by two. I'm not in the mood to get scolded by you, too, Em. I'm not gonna scold you. Granted, if I got hold of you last night before you had the chance to run off home, I probably would have killed you. Although I've cooled off now, so I just want to know what happened. I can't explain it. Just freaked out, I guess. Freaked out? Just like that? You were fine right up until you got on stage. Didn't even look nervous or anything. I know. I can't explain it. I just couldn't go through with it. I'm sorry. Fine, fine. By the way, what happened with you and my father afterwards? Not that I'm sure you can respect him any less, but he became a real blubbering mess. Betrayal this, betrayal that. It was also tiring to listen to. Well, I think it's about time we give him a break. What do you mean? We still need to get a video of you two going at it. I don't think that's going to happen, Em. It's all gotten too weird for me. What do you mean, weird? What about all the stuff you've done with Grim? That wasn't weird. It's different with him. I can't explain why, but it just is. Wait, you're not feeling stuff for him, are you? What? No way. Ew. You're a terrible liar, Mia. I'm not lying. I couldn't care less about that weasel. The only great thing about him is his dick. If I could somehow remove it from him and still use it, it'd make no difference to me. Sure you would. Well then, since you're suddenly not interested in your father anymore, let's get your mother involved. What, are you fucking crazy? I light myself on fire before I did that. Relax, I'm kidding. Ha ha. Although it would be pretty hot, even if she is a cold bitch. Yup, that she is. So we're back to just you and Grim? Maybe. If I'm still even able to have him, that is. What do you mean? Not sure. Something's up with him. I somehow get the feeling he's not as interested in me as he used to be. Maybe I'm becoming old news or something. No, old news for him or something. You think it had something to do with that mystery girl he was buying the bra for? Probably. And you sure that's not making you jealous? Positive. I'm just thinking of the money. Plus, if he starts getting his needs met elsewhere, it won't be long till he stops wanting to do our thing. Yeah, that could happen. So what are we going to do about it? Simple. We find out who she is and we take her out of the picture. After breakfast, she went to your room, exhausted from the tension in the kitchen. Boy, that was rough. Something really needs to be done about Mother and Mia. If it doesn't, they'll eventually kill each other. Hello there. Mother, what are you doing here? Where's Father? He offered to wash the dishes, which was strange to say the least. So I thought I'd take advantage of this rare opportunity to say hello. She says this as she closes the bedroom door, locking it. I hope you didn't come in here just to say hello. Whatever could you mean? What I mean is I got a stiffness issue, and there's no one else I'd love to take care of it more than you. Oh, aren't you forward? Giggle. Still, if it's something that would make you happy, how can I refuse? Go make yourself comfy on the bed and take those pants off. Gleefully, you race over to your bed while simultaneously removing your trousers. You know, even after such a big breakfast, I'm still a little hungry. Whatever could I eat? I was having the same idea. Getting on your knees, your mother prowls towards your cock with desire-filled eyes. She's even running her tongue around her top lip. Maybe just a little taste. Your tongue's actually giving me goosebumps. Oh, you don't like it? I love it. Happy to hear it. Leaning over your cock, she opens her mouth wide and slides onto your cock. Okay, that's a little much. I don't like the way they did that. It says, leaning over your cock, she opens your mouth wide and slides down onto your cock. That's redundant. I don't like that. The sheer pleasure was intoxicating. You instinctively clenched her bedsheets, bracing yourself. Gulp. Glug. Slurp. This is how a real woman pleases her man. None of those young little skanks got the experience I got. Fuck, I'm already about to come. Pulling your slobbered up cock out of her mouth, your mother smiles beamingly at you with a craving look at her eyes. That quick, huh? I bet you've never gotten to this point as quickly with other girls, have you? Oh, definitely not. Of course you haven't. That's called experience. So why would you even bother with anyone else when you have me to... Hey, Grim. Oh, no. From outside the door, Mia calls to Grim, jiggling the door handle. Crap, what does she want now? What is it, Mia? I wanted to talk to you about something. Why is your door locked? Am I not allowed to lock my door? If I want to lock it, I will. Jeez, fine. It's just weird because you've, like, literally never done it before. Well, I'm doing it now. What'd you want to talk about? I'm not saying it from here, it's private. Just open the door. Get rid of her. You think I'm not trying to? What did I say? I can't hear you. Speak louder. I said I can't talk right now. I'm in the middle of something. Doing something? That's the best you could think of, idiot? Like, what? Wait, you're not jerking off, are you? Because if you are, I could always... I definitely don't like where she was going with that. Not while Mother's around to overhear it. What happened? Damn, I just stubbed my toe. Can you please just give me a few minutes, Mia? I'm pretty distracted by something right now. And no, it's not what you think. Okay, come to my room when you're done. Sure thing. Hearing Mia's footsteps fade away, you quickly jump up and put your pants back on. This didn't go as planned. We should probably pick this up another time. Also, you should sneak out when we know for sure Mia's in her room. Good idea. Mother, something wrong? Please don't tell me she doesn't suspect anything from what Mia almost said. What do you think Mia was about to say before you cut her off? Fuck. What were you talking about? Before you stubbed your toe, she was saying there's something she could do, I'm guessing. What do you think that was about? You know how Mia is. She's probably just gonna make some stupid joke or something. Though if I had to guess, she probably would have said she can come back later or something. Yeah, probably. Anyway, I should get out of here. Wrapping her arms around your neck, she kisses you softly. Don't worry, as soon as we find some alone time, I'll make sure to finish you off properly. I can't put into words how much I'm looking forward to it. After a sly wink, she as quietly as possible tiptoes towards the door. Man, this juggling act is already turning out to be a lot tougher than I thought. What have you gotten yourself into, Grim? Taking a long breath, you try and relax a little. Alright, gotta go see Mia right now. A few minutes after she leaves, you were in Mia's room. Hey, what did you want to talk about? How was the jerk session? Did you come before or after you stubbed your toe? Very funny, like I said, I wasn't doing that. Then what were you doing? There she goes with the interrogation again. Well, what I was doing is none of your beeswax, okay? None of my beeswax? What are you, 5? If I was, that'd make you a real sicko. I'm so bad at changing the subject, I feel like a moron. Still can't answer the question, huh? Yup, definitely jerking off. You're a bad liar, you know? Why am I even fighting her on this? Better admit to this than risk her finding out what I was really doing. Fine, you got me. I was tugging it. Happy? I don't know. Was it to me? Why would I need to do that when I got the real thing right in front of me? What the hell do you mean by that? You think you just have your way with me whenever you want? Because if I can't have you when I want, I don't see why you should have it any different. Really? You're still on about that? I just wasn't in the mood at that exact moment. I'm still human, for fuck's sake. You say that as if you're drowning in pussy and we're just too tired to squeeze one more out. Your words, not mine. So how about it then? How about what? Can you fit little old me into that packed schedule of yours now? Should be a comma there. No, should be an S there. The comma's there. I suppose so. You suppose? You have the enthusiasm of guy booking a dentist appointment. No, come on, let's go. I'm pumped. Forget it. That's not what I wanted to talk to you about anyway. Oh yeah? What is it then? Remember the time Emma and I saw you in the lingerie store buying that bra? Yeah. Well, we never really talked about it. What's there to talk about? Don't tell me you're jealous, are you? Ugh, why does everyone keep saying that? Fuck no. I'm just curious who she is. Think of it as me being a protective sister. Choose your words carefully here, Grim. I don't want to put my foot in it by saying something I'll regret. Maybe it's best if we keep it that way. You don't really have to know. Why? Don't tell me you think I'll sabotage your budding romance. Maybe. Abso-fucking-lutely. Well, I won't. As much fun as we've been having together, at the end of the day, I still want you to find someone special. That's almost sweet. The hell's happened to you? Embarrass me of blushes. Nothing, dickface. I'm just telling you that I'm not as much of a cold bitch as you think I am. Ah, there's the old foul-mouthed Mia I know and sort of like. If you say so, Mia. If you say so. I do say so. And you're really not going to give me even a little something on this girl of yours? Not a thing. Fine. But know that you're making a big mistake, because I could give you some advice that would make her moan like the moon. Moan like the moon? What the fuck does that mean? Anyway, why would I need advice? I've always managed to get you going pretty hard without it. That's because I fake it. Bullshit. So we done here or not? Yeah, we're done. For now. Yeah, saying I fake it was a long shot. Okay, good. I think I'm gonna go hang at Sam's a little. Catch you later. Bye, handsome. Trying to avoid the heat a little, you spend the day with Sam. Once night came, you go back home. We're not even... He's not even fucking with Sam's renders anymore. Finally, you're home. Sorry for being out so long, Mother. Me and Sam were just... Yeah, whatever. All that matters is that you're home now. Is something wrong? Not at all. In fact, things couldn't be better. Wanna know why? Sure, especially since you seem so upbeat about it. I'm upbeat because everyone's gone off to bed, and since you're now home, I was thinking. She presses herself against you and whispers into your ear. We could have a little fun. That sounds like an idea. What did you have in mind? Well, I was thinking we could try something a bit different this time, which is why I have this. And what are we going to do with that? Relax. It's for me, not you. Tonight I'd like to try being the more submissive type. Like the sound of that? You have no idea how much. Excellent. Now I'm going to go lie down by the pool wearing this blindfold. And in a few minutes or so, I'd love it if you'd join me. I can definitely do that. Good. Without uttering another word, she makes her way to the door. But before exiting, she momentarily stops. And by the way, I'll be naked. Completely naked. So don't shy away from doing whatever you want with me. And I do mean anything. Saying this, she leaves and you run upstairs. Unsure whether you're going to be going into the pool or not. I don't like that. I understand what he's saying, but... Unsure whether you're going to be going into the pool or not, you decide to put on your trunks. Good. I'll bring these with me outside. I should head out now. Don't want to keep Mother waiting too long. Just as you're about to go out, Mia walks into your room and turns on the light. Oh, thank God, you're finally home. I was going out of my mind being stuck in this house all day with Mother and Father. Damn it, I thought Mother said everyone was in bed. I'd really love to talk right now, Mia, but I gotta do something real quick. Or I gotta go do something real quick. Oh, no you don't. You're not blowing me off a second time. What? Almost teleporting in front of you. She places her hands on your chest and slowly pushes you back until you fall on your bed. Onto your bed, but you know. Let me make one thing clear to you. I'm annoyed, stressed, and really, really sexually frustrated. So whether you like it or not, you're fucking me tonight. Got it? This can be troublesome. While me, I held you hostage, your mother was still in the backyard waiting. Grim's taking longer than I thought he would. I'm starting to get a little chilly out here. Although maybe it's just a combination of nerves and goosebumps. After all, I do feel quite vulnerable wearing this blindfold. Should be an S there. Unlucky for her that S needs to be placed on the yours and the other sentence. Or the your, rather, on that other sentence. Unlucky for her, the chills she was feeling were justified. Holy crap, what's going on here? Is that you? Perhaps I haven't been giving Mia's father enough credit. If this was his idea, he's a lot kinkier than I ever imagined. I can hear you over there. Why don't you come over and have your way with me? I'm giving myself over to you completely. I gotta be honest, Mia's mother is a total bitch. But I'd be lying if I didn't admit what a fucking incredible body she has. That's it, come closer. The anticipation alone is already getting me wet. I know I shouldn't, but seeing her like this is kind of turning me on. Maybe if I just... Crouching down, Emma gently moves your mother's thighs and spreads them apart, making sure she doesn't realize the hands touching her are female. I like where this is going. Then she continues on by putting her face in between her mouth. Her mouth was just inches from your mother's wet pussy. Maybe I could just have a little taste. Just see if she tastes anything like Mia, yeah. Sticking her tongue out, Emma gently licked your mother's clit from the bottom all the way up to the top, her saliva further moistening your mother's pussy. Your tongue feels incredible. Keep going. Lick my pussy even more. I hate to admit it, but she tastes wonderful. Not really like Mia, but still just as good. Man, I'm getting wet too. Quickly becoming aroused herself, Emma began aggressively digging her face into your mother's crotch. Considering the experience she has, Emma was certain she was doing a fantastic job. Oh dear God, don't stop. Please God, don't fucking stop. Slurp, lick, twisting, twirling, and flicking her tongue, Emma ravenously enjoyed herself. Fuck, how are you so good at this? Somehow you're even better than you were last night. Huh? Last night? Just like that. Keep eating my fucking pussy exactly like that. This is incredible. You're incredible. As she reaches the edge of the climax, she lets out a raw, primal yelp. Moan, I'm coming! I'm gonna come, Grim! Releasing another drawn-out moan, your mother finishes hard, really hard. Covered in sweat, her body violently shudders and almost contorts as Emma pulls back in shock. Did she just say, Grim? That was unforgettable. I had no idea you were capable of something like that. Silence. Grim? Still processing what she just heard, Emma just sits there staring at your mother. Are you there, Grim? I haven't spooked you, have I? Grabbing hold of the blindfold and pulling it off her head, your mother's face goes ghostly white as she sees Emma, equally shocked, looking back at her. Emma? What the fuck? Sorry, were you expecting someone else? Grim, right? What the fuck, Emma? Were you just going down on me? You might want to quiet down, babe. You wouldn't want the others hearing you and coming out here to check what's up. Although I'm quite sure Grim wouldn't mind. I don't know what you're implying, and whatever it is, you've got the wrong idea. Of course I do, because I'm sure most women moan their son's name out while getting their pussy eaten. How dumb do you think I am? What are you doing here? Also, what would possess you to do something like this? How could I pass up the opportunity? I mean, it's no secret we don't like each other. It still doesn't change the fact that I think you're a pretty hot MILF. Now, done trying to deflect? You're sick. I regret the day I let Mia hang out with you for the first time. You've done nothing except cause problems for this. Blah, blah, blah. You're right. I'm a troublemaker. But calling me sick? Talk about throwing stones at glass houses. You're the sick one now, babe. Trust me, Emma. You misheard me. Actually, I don't have to explain myself to some little tramp like you. Get the hell, out of our backyard. Might want to watch that tongue of yours. You wouldn't want me having a little chat with your husband. Like he'd believe anything you have to say. I guess you won't mind me putting that to the test, right? Convincingly smirking, Emma turns and starts walking towards the house. Wait, just stop, please. Hook, line, and sinker, not like. So, I guess you don't want to take the right after all. Good move. What do you want? Surely you're not just doing this for fun. So, what are you really after? What do I want? I don't know. This is all so unexpected. I really just came here tonight to put my feet in the pool and chill out for a while. Give me a second. Discovering the affair you have with your son still got me a little shocked. Just need a moment to figure out and articulate how I plan on exploiting this. Why not go home and think it over? She says this with no lack of snide sarcasm. That won't be necessary. I've actually thought up a couple things already. Would you like to hear what they are? Emma responds with an equal amount of snide sarcasm. I'm dying to. Well, first off, I want you to stop being such a massive cunt towards me. I don't doubt you'll have trouble with that, but I've grown tired of it already. In fact, I want you to act positively delighted when I'm around. Pushing it. That may be, but I hold the cards now, so suck it up. On to the second thing. I expect you to treat Mia just like me. No more grounding, no more banning of any kind. Again, being less of a cunt all in all. Fine, that everything? I've had more than enough of you for one evening. I know you're getting older, but is your memory that bad? Pretty sure I just said I expect you to be delightful towards me? Ugh, The condescension in that little whore's voice makes me want to drown her in the pool right now. I'm sorry. I'll try my best not to let it happen again. May I go inside now? You know what? Since we're already out here, why don't you get Mia here and bring her up to speed on the new... relationship dynamic. What? No! She can't see me out here looking like this. Seemingly ignoring her, Emma dials Mia's number and holds it to her ear. Then I suggest you hurry up and get dressed, mother. Should be an S there. Back in the house. As Mia was writing, your phone starts vibrating on the bed. Your phone's ringing, Mia. You should answer. What if something's happened? Or what if something's important? Or what if it's something important? I can see from here that it's just Emma. She can wait. I can't. Now shut up and keep fucking me. Fuck, mother's probably still out there waiting for me. I really need to warn her before she gets caught. Disobeying Mia's demands, you quickly grab her phone and answer it. God damn it, Grim. Hey, Emma, what's up? Grim, what are you doing with Mia's phone? We're together right now. But you can talk to Mia if you want. She's right here. With Mia staring back at you with daggers in her eyes, you toss her the phone with a sheepish smile. You were hoping the smile lessens the blow you're getting later. What's up, Em? Sorry to disturb you. Sorry to disturb you. I gotta talk to you outside. It's important. I really need to take a leak, Mia. If you wouldn't mind sliding off. As you try squirming your way out, Mia shoves you on your back with a glare. Right now? Can't this wait till tomorrow? I'm kind of busy, you know? Sorry, it can't wait. Just get your butt over here and you'll understand. Fine, just give me a minute. Yeah, hurry up. Finally, Mia hangs up. Guess we'll have to continue this another time. I don't know what your deal is. It never takes you this long to come. Sorry. Probably just tired, that's all. Don't take it personally. It might even be the experience. What did Emma want? She wants to talk to me outside. Don't know why, but she did make it sound important. Outside, I mean, it's kind of late, man. It's cold. You wouldn't want to catch something, right? Oh shit, outside is in the backyard. Emma must have seen Mother out there. I really hope I'm wrong. I'll be fine, Grim. Why don't you go take that piss you were busting for a few minutes ago? Should be A, but whatever. Congrats, you got off having to fuck me. Oh, for fuck's sake, is she seriously upset at me again? I can never win with this girl. Actually, I think I'll come with you. I could use the fresh air. Do it some other time. I'm sure Emma would prefer to talk to me about whatever it is without you eavesdropping. Trust me, nothing you two could talk about that can surprise me anymore. Whatever, just try not to be a bother. Yeah, I'll see you out there. What are you... Almost sprinting, you put your clothes back on and run downstairs, hoping to get ahead of the possible shitstorm that's about to go down. Running out the back door, your heart stops as you see your mother and Emma next to each other looking back at you. A grin on Emma's face and a frown on your mother's. What are you doing out here? Where's Mia? She's coming. What's going on? I'm sorry, Grim. I was reckless and... What she's trying to say is, I know. I know everything. Emma makes a point of really emphasizing the word everything. Listen, Emma. I don't know what you plan on doing, but there's no reason for Mia to know about. As you are saying this, Mia comes out of the house. Seeing the gathered group, she spots her mother's face and immediately starts explaining. Mother? Wait, I know what you said about hanging with Emma, but this isn't what... Stop panicking, Mia. Your mother and I have actually come to an understanding. Go ahead, tell her. It's true. Emma and I have kind of sorted through our problems. That's why she called you out here. Sorted through your problems? How in the holy hell did that happen? I have no idea what's going on right now, but I do know it's going to bite me in the ass somehow. Let's just say we've gotten to know each other. Emma turns her gaze to you, sending a chill down your spine. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. We've gotten to know one another. And I gotta admit, I've been a little harsh when it comes to your relationship. Wow, I'm speechless. I don't even know how to process this. So what now? Indeed, what now, Mother? Well, guess I'm okay with you guys spending time with each other again, and you're not grounded anymore either, Mia. As an adult, you got a right to make your own decisions. You'll learn from your mistakes you make, too, I'm sure. Thanks? Great, that's really great. So, is that everything, then? Oh, man, I'm tired. Why don't we call it a night, huh? Please, God, let this be the end of it. You're right, it's getting late. Let's just call it a night. Besides, from now on, we'll have plenty of opportunities to have these little chats. Sweet, guess I'll see you tomorrow? You can count on it. Catch you guys later. Blowing a kiss to you all, Emma strolls on home. Well, I think I'll head off to bed as well. Good night. Good night, Mia. Yeah, night. Just before heading back into the house, Mia turns back to your mother, gleefully. Even though I have no idea how this all happened, I just want to say thanks. I know Em can be a bit much sometimes, but it's nice to know you're finally seeing a good side of her, too. You're welcome, honey. Have a good night. She says this with a lot less cheer, defeated almost. Lowering her head, your mother lets out a big sigh as soon as Mia leaves. Mother, could you please explain what happened here? The specifics don't matter. All that matters is that Emma knows about everything. Knows. You, me, and I got a bad feeling what she asked for today isn't the last of it. Knowing Emma, you're right. Her having this kind of leverage over us worries me. Right, and whatever happens, me and your father can never find out about us, ever. They never understand it'll bring, and it's bring chaos, and it'll bring chaos in all our lives. Pretty sure Mia would understand. She wouldn't like it, but she'd understand. Yeah, we're at Emma's mercy now. I'd like to just let her say whatever she wants and we deny it, but even the accusation of something like this could be quite a problem. I know, especially since things haven't been great between your father and me lately. Well, there's no use worrying about what Emma might or might not do now. We'll just have to deal with stuff as they come. Things as they come. True, as long as we obey her, I don't think she'll out us. She probably plans on using this leverage for a long time. I agree. Guess I'll go hit the hay now, too, although not sure how I'll fall asleep. Okay, hon, try and get some rest. With exhausted eyes, she walks up to you and kisses you softly on the lips. Next morning, fire! Ah, what? Tired and blurry-eyed, you wake up to the sound of Mia's voice and the thud of her body falling onto yours. And that's a good spot. So obviously, the whole family has been blackmailed into doing whatever the fuck Emma wants. And things are getting a little crazy. I think we're headed toward a finale too, and it's probably going to be an explosive finale. It's going to be some crazy shit that happens at the end of this. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with Summer with Mia.